This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This is a powder keg moment, says one Democrat on Capitol Hill. Today, the House will move to impeach President Trump for a second time. Overnight,
just before midnight, after hours of debate,
the yeas are 223, the nays are 205.
The House voted to urge the vice president to declare President Trump unable to continue to serve in office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi puts the blame of last week's bloody incursion at the Capitol on Donald Trump.
The president called for this seditious attack.
But the vice president refused, saying it would further divide the nation. California Republican Tom McClintock.
Hasn't this body done enough in the last session to divide our country?
House leaders are now preparing for another impeachment hearing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At least five Republicans say they will vote to impeach President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump's GOP support is starting to crumble at the party's top levels, with the House's number three Republican saying she will vote to impeach him. Liz Cheney says there's never been a greater betrayal by a president of his office and oath. Maybe more ominous for the president than House GOP defections, the New York Times reports Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is glad Democrats aren't moving against him, thinking that will help the GOP become Trump-free. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump suggests the move to impeach him is causing tremendous anger in the country. The coronavirus has now killed almost 2 million people around the world, the latest from Johns Hopkins University. A Kansas woman was executed overnight for strangling a pregnant woman in Missouri and cutting the baby from her womb. Lisa Montgomery was 52. This is AP News. The riot at the U.S. Capitol has more Americans watching cable TV news.
The low water mark at the U.S. Capitol last week has led to a high water mark for CNN. Nielsen reports that coverage of the attack on the presidential vote certification process has helped CNN score its highest number of viewers than any other single day in the network's 40-year history. CNN averaged 5.2 million viewers last Wednesday. That eclipses its previous high of 5.1 million on Election Day 2016. The network had 4.47 million viewers on 9/11. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
2020 was a bad year for Boeing. It did get more orders for new planes in December, but it wasn't enough to salvage a bad year. More cancellations than new orders for its 737 MAX jet, which was grounded for almost 2 years after deadly overseas crashes. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.